Welcome to Early Homecoming, a podcast for missionaries who have returned home early and for those who care about them. My name is Kristen Reber, and I am the author of Early Homecoming, a resource for early returned missionaries, their church leaders, and family. On this podcast, you will hear stories and gain insights from myself and other missionaries who returned home early, as well as experts, parents, and church leaders. Join us on the path of understanding and healing as we share our stories and insights about the phenomena of returning home early from a mission. Hello, welcome to another episode of Early Homecoming. Today I have a special guest with me all the way from Hungary. Edina is from Hungary and joined the church at 27 years old. Ever since she met the missionaries, she felt prompted to help them and be an instrument in the Lord's hands. She decided to serve a mission at 35 years old. Family challenges and mental health concerns caused Edina to leave her mission early, and she is now here on the podcast to share her story. Edina, welcome.
Welcome.
Edina, tell me, why did you decide to serve a mission at 35 years old?
Actually, it was a long process because when I joined the church, I was so excited. I didn't know why I felt that way. I was really blessed to be baptized on the first day of the General Conference in 2012. So I was there with one of my friends, and he just told me, listen to the prophet, and he will answer your question. And he just talked about missionary work, and I was really shocked. Because that time I was really, really shy. And I just looked up and I thought, Heavenly Father, just you know me and you know that I am not capable to do that. I am really shy and you have to forget about that. And I was talking that way because I believe that Heavenly Father is our Father, literally is our Father. So we can talk to Him like we talk with our Father as well. And I kept talking to him about that, and there was a moment when I felt that, okay, now I am ready to serve a mission, and he just told me, no, you're going to be ready when the time has come, and I was kind of mad at him, and I just accepted, and the time just passed. So after many years later, I just accepted the fact that I will never serve a mission, and I will never have a black name tag, but Heavenly Father has a different plan. So he exactly prepared me for that time and all of those challenges and trials that I experienced before my mission. They helped me to help others during my mission and after my mission.
That's really special. It sounds like you always wanted to serve the Lord in some capacity, whether it be on a mission or at home. Is that right?
Yes. I just felt inside that I always wanted to help, but I didn't know the way how I could do that. And I was volunteering before my mission and before joining the church as well. And when I met with the missionaries, I just felt that the right place where I can do what my heart's desire.
That's really neat. And yeah, you joined the church at 27 years old. What differences came into your life after you joined the church?
I would say that my relationship with Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father has changed, and they helped me to have strength to overcome my challenges, and they changed me, because as I mentioned, I was really shy, and now I'm a different person because of them. And when I was younger, I had some learning disabilities, and my teachers or my parents just didn't believe in me. They just didn't believe that I am capable to do things. But when I joined the church, I knew that Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father know me, and they know that I am capable, and they believed in me. They believed that I can do anything with them.
I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you. So, Edina, what was your mission like when you first got out there?
Before my mission, I had an interview with my mission president, and he just asked me if I am willing to serve around young missionaries because I was older, and I told him that that won't be a huge problem for me because I was tutoring kids in English and they loved me and they loved being around me. So it wasn't a concern for me, but when I started my mission, just Heavenly Father took away all of my strengths and he just made me like a naked baby. So I had to trust in him 100%. And before my mission, I had an opportunity to visit my friends in the States. And they were my missionaries, they were my friends, or they are still my friends. And one night I was talking to one of them, and she just told me that she didn't want to serve a mission, but her patriarch blessing said that she will find and teach someone during her mission. And she accepted to serve a mission. And that night she just told me that, Edina, I know that you were that special person. And when I heard that, it really touched my heart because I just realized that, hey, just Heavenly Father knew that missionary will teach me and help me. And I was mentioned in someone's patriarch blessing, and it was just so unique to hear that. And the missionaries were really great instruments in Heavenly Father's hands to change my life. And that's the reason why I really wanted to do for someone. My reason to serve a mission was to find that one, like my missionaries found me. But as I mentioned, Heavenly Father had a different plan. And he was working on me just a million times. I just felt that he cut me down and it was really painful. And he started to work on my cracks and he was fixing them. And it was really hard. And there was a moment when I was thinking about leaving my mission. And even though I served in Hungary in my home country, I was thinking how I should go home. Because I just felt that I cannot survive that situation. I mean, the way how he tried to transform me. But now I can see he has changed me. And he took away a lot of my weaknesses. And no one couldn't help me to solve those weaknesses except him.
Did those weaknesses ever become strengths?
Yes, after my mission.
How long were you on a mission?
Almost a year.
Wow, okay. That's a long time to struggle, but that's okay. I mean, missions are hard. Why did you need to come home early?
Actually, I would like to add that every missionaries are struggling, and it's not bad because Christ had a mission and he was suffering on his mission. But Heavenly Father had a plan for that. So I had to leave my mission earlier because of my mom's situation. Because before my mission, just my family went through really hard things. Like my father passed away, or my sister divorced and his ex-husband had cancer, and my niece was born with a really rare genetic syndrome which affected almost every aspect of her life. And all of these things my mom was really, really depressed, and she was about giving her life. She didn't want to do anything. I think she was just ready to die, and I had to come home to help her.
I think that's very noble. It's a very noble reason to come home to help your mom. Were you able to help your mom in the way that you hoped?
I would say not, but at the same time, because I wanted to solve her problem quickly, but it didn't happen. It required a lot of time. And as I mentioned, just every missionaries are struggling during their mission. And I think it's kind of same after their mission, even though that they finish their mission on time. Yes. And I just learned that serving a mission is just like fighting in a battle. And when you fight, you can get wounds. And when you come home with those wounds, it doesn't mean that you are weak. It means that you were fighting, you did your best. And when I was back from my mission, I felt the same way. I felt that I was full of wounds, and I felt that I was kind of bleeding, because when I came home, I just got depressed. And it was kind of trauma for me to leave my mission that way. And just, you know, when someone is bleeding and that person has to help someone who is also bleeding, that's really tiring and exhausting. And I had to do the same. And as I mentioned, my mom just didn't want to do anything. I love my mom, and I would never hurt her. But there was a moment when I had to stand up for her, and I had to raise my voice to realize that she has to do something. And when I did that, I just felt that Heavenly Father just stood behind me, and he just gave me a lot of strength to be able to do that. And I did that. And that was the moment when my mom just changed her mind, and she realized that she has to act. And on my mission, I just learned the importance of atonement. So if we don't act, it means that we refuse Christ. And I love Christ, and I never want to refuse him, even though sometimes I'm fighting and I'm complaining a lot and I just would run away from them. But I know that they are always there, and they are always waiting for us. So actually, I would say that I could help my mom to survive the time, and know her life is still kind of complicated, but she's mentally stable, and she's capable to do things by herself. So I would say that's a miracle, and I know that it happened because Heavenly Father was behind me, and his angels were around me to help me through that process.
What a beautiful testimony. And I'm glad to hear that you have been able to help your mom, even without fully understanding what exactly is going on with her mental health-wise. In Hungary, is mental health something that is well understood, or is there like a stigma against mental health problems?
I would say that's a stigma, and I know that a lot of people don't want to accept any kind of help because they just believe that that's not a thing, and you can change your mind. It's just about thinking, and if you think positively, you can get out of that situation. But that's not like that. That's literally just like being sick. It's not visible because you have your fight inside. But I had really hard moments. Like sometimes I just felt that depression was like a heavy coat, and I had to wear that. And I was struggling to stand up, and I was praying to be able to leave my house. And when I went to church, sometimes I just stayed outside and I was praying and I thought, Heavenly Father, just I cannot go inside because it's just so hard. And it has physical, mental, and spiritual effects on people. And it's a kind of sad that people don't want to understand, that they don't want to hear, because it's just all about just listening. It's all about communication. And I really want to share my story to help others who are going through something similar. And I really want to help church leaders to focus on all of these issues, because every missionary struggles after their mission. There is no exception. Everyone, as I mentioned at the beginning.
Yes, I was going to ask you about your experience with leaders through this process. Did you receive any help from leaders? You came home early to help your mom, who was in severe depression. Did your church leaders help you out at all?
They tried to do their best, but they had no idea what kind of way they can help me or support me. And in Hungary, there is no, the mental support at church. I don't know what's the situation in the States, but in Hungary, just every returned missionary cannot get that psychological support
that they need. Family services,
And every ward or district can send out just few amount of missionaries to serve a mission. And that's a learning process for them as well, because they just don't know anything about missionary life and know the missionary life has changed. And the members just have no idea what the missionaries are doing right now. And I would say that leaving my mission early just affected the way how I try to help, because I promised Heavenly Father that I will help to the missionaries after my mission, because I was in their shoes. And I know that they also need things, and members have no idea what they need. And I know it because I experienced that. So I try to do all of these things and help them. And it's a kind of interesting story, but as I mentioned to you, I was kind of alone, but Heavenly Father sent me angels, and they are those missionaries who are currently serving. There was a moment when I just didn't want to accept their help. I was talking to one of my friends about that, and she said that you have to accept it because you need them. And I love Heavenly Father, so I prayed and I asked him about that. And I just told him that, hey, just they are young missionaries and they just don't know what's going on in my life and they cannot help me. But Heavenly Father just told me, yes, you are right. They cannot help you, but through me, they can help you. It just touched my heart. And the other time, just I kept talking to him about that, and he just told me that if you were a missionary, would you visit Edina? And I answered to him, yes, I would visit her, and not just once, because I know that she needs help.
Yeah, I have a firm testimony of that as well, that the Lord requires of us, you know, all that we can do, but once we have done all we can do, either he steps in and carries us the rest of the way to wherever he wants us to go, whether that be on a mission or going home and serving our families or our friends. There's a scripture, Doctrine and Covenants 124:49, that I've read before on the podcast, but I'd like to read it again. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that when I give a commandment to any of the sons of men, or we'll say daughters of God, to do a work unto my name, and those sons of men go with all their might, and with all they have to perform that work, and cease not their diligence, and their enemies come upon them. And enemies can be literal, like physical enemies, or I believe mental health enemies, and hinder them from performing that work. Behold, it behooveth me to require that work no more at the hands of those sons of men, but to accept their offerings. And I want to ask you, Edina, do you feel that God has accepted your offerings?
Thank you for asking that question. Because actually, when I was home, I was praying about that. And I had a feeling to check my phone. Because, you know, I was on my mission and I couldn't do that for a year. So I just checked it. And I just opened my browser. And there was a page there with a quote. Just somehow I just didn't close that page. So it was on my phone for a year. And when I was home, I just opened it because I felt prompted. And that quote said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Mm-hmm. So when I read that, I just felt that he accepted my service. And when I was released, by mission president, and he gave me a blessing. And I really love that. And I believe all of those blessings that we could receive on our mission and before our mission, it's just not for our mission, it's just after our mission as well. And there was a sentence in that which says, "Know that Lord has accepted your service and is grateful for the effort you make." And because of these things, I know that he accepted my service. And it's just not about time, because time is our perspective. His timing is different. And he knows exactly how long we are supposed to serve. And he knows exactly what lengths we need to grow or help others. And in that scripture that you shared, you were talking about the enemy or something like that. Mm-hmm. And in that blessing, my mission president just pronounced that you may need to ask Satan to depart multiple times. He will leave you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I experienced that because I know when we are back to our normal life, just Satan wants us more than before, because he knows that Heavenly Father invested us a lot, and he has more great things in store for us. And Satan doesn't want us to be happy. He doesn't want us to get all of those blessings. And he works so hard on every return missionaries. And I can testify that, because I felt that and I still feel that. But I know that Heavenly Father accepted my service, because I have seen so many miracles. And even though I can do only small things, and I am struggling with reading from the scriptures, or just to pray, or just to go to church, and I'm complaining and begging, and every single Sunday I just tell him that I cannot go to church because it's so hard. But he sees my effort. He sees our effort, and he doesn't say that we have to do big things. He just wants us to do our best effort, and he will add his strength, which is the miracle.
Well said. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm curious, was it ever an option to, after your mom's mental health stabilized, was it ever an option for you to return to a mission or to go on a service mission? Or is that something that wasn't an option, or that you just did not want to do?
I didn't know anything about a service mission, but before finishing my mission, I had a feeling, and I was around other missionaries, and I felt that mission is not mine. And now I know Heavenly Father just knew that my time is over, and it was so hard to accept it, actually. Because I really wanted to serve a mission, and you know, just I wasn't young like the other missionaries, but I just felt that it was a blessing for me to serve a mission, and I felt that I failed, and sometimes I still feel that I am a failure, but I know that all of these things, all of those thoughts are from Satan, and he doesn't want me to be happy. And I really love just a quote from Missionary Standards, and it says that your mission didn't really begin the day you were set apart and won't end the day you are released. A mission isn't like putting on an employee or school uniform in the morning, only to take it off again when the day is done. And when I was back from my mission, I just tried to do all of those things that I did as a missionary. But being back to normal life is really hard and different. And you won't be able to do the same things. But I promised Heavenly Father that I will keep doing online missionary work, because we did that a lot on my mission. And I promised Heavenly Father that every single week I try to post something or just share something on my story. And every single week I prayed for inspiration, and I just didn't want to share my thoughts or something like that, or my ideas. I really wanted to be in tune with His will and His ideas, how I could still reach out to His children. And I just realized that after many months that I touched multiple lives on my mission, like my companions, members, our friends, and I can still do the same. I can still touch people's life. And there was a moment when I was about to stop posting, and after that, just kind of right after that, one of my friends messaged me, and she told me, "I really love reading what you post. Although we don't know each other personally, it's still like seeing a friend's post, and it always makes me feel better when I read your perspective of life. I am not religious, but I really love how sincere and deeply you live your faith as natural part of your life. And I've never felt like you throw it into my face for a moment. Thank you very much for adding me on Facebook many months ago."
So you've found a way to still be a missionary, it sounds like, but online.
Yes, and it's kind of easy. And I realized that we have to find the way how we can be a missionary, and it's different for everyone, because there are people who are not so good at doing online stuff, but they can still reach out to people and they can share what they're in heart, and they can still be with friends, their companions, and if they pray for opportunities, they will see miracles. Everyone can see miracles when they pray for missionary opportunities, because it's Heavenly Father work, and it's just the most magnificent and glorious work in the earth that we can do. And that's the reason why we will see so many miracles.
I love it. Well, Edina, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your testimony, sharing how you moved forward through this trial of not only coming home early, but helping your mother, someone you love dearly, through a mental health crisis, working through your own depression, and then coming out with a stronger testimony in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and their love for you and for all of us. I mean, this was really powerful to hear. In closing, is there any last thing you would like to share for anyone who might be going through something similar, whether it be family struggles or their own mental health challenges?
Yes. So when I was struggling, I just felt that I'm alone and no one could understand me and no one is there to help me. But I just realized that when we are struggling, it can be the most beautiful, because Heavenly Father just promised that He will visit His children when they are struggling. And I have learned so much about Jesus Christ, because He suffered a lot and He didn't give up, but He also had a hard moment when He asked Heavenly Father about His will, and He really wanted His will, but He was ready to accept His Father's will. And He was alone. There was no one to help Him. And His leaders judged Him. And He just didn't give up on those people, because He loved them so much. And He prayed for all of them. And He asked Heavenly Father's forgiveness for them, because He just told to His Father, just, those people just don't know what they are doing. And I cannot provide a recipe how we can face with those challenges, but I believe that on our missions, it doesn't matter how long it was, but we just could learn how to overcome challenges, and we have to find our ways. And I learned, when something is hard, like going to church or accept help from missionaries or serve at church, it means that we have to do that, because all of these things can help us. And we are like trees and we need stakes. We need extra support, and we have to find those people who are ready to help us, and we have to also accept their help, and we have to do the small things. And Heavenly Father won't be mad at us if we don't want to read from the Book of Mormon. We just have to follow our hearts, because for me it's still hard to read from the Book of Mormon, but I can find peace when I read General Conference talks. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes I'm still struggling, but life is not easy, and it wasn't easy for Christ. Salvation is not a cheap experience, as Heather Holland mentioned. So it won't be easy, but I have learned so much about Jesus Christ, and I had a really hard moment. I was at home and I visualized the way how to and my life. And in that moment, I was about to act upon that, but His light just went through my window, and He literally saved my life. And I know that He can save our lives daily, not just occasionally. He can help us, because He exactly knows what we experience. And Heavenly Father knows that it's not easy for us, but He also knows if we endure, we can learn and grow so much more than we can imagine.
I agree. Thank you for sharing your testimony. And thank you for the reminder, too, that we ought to seek help as we are able to, and that there are indeed people ready and willing to help us, and it might take some time to find them, as you said, and we might find the people who aren't ready to help us before we find those who are, but we need not suffer alone. And until we can find those people, thank you too for the reminder that Christ and Heavenly Father are always there to help us, and that they do understand us, and that Christ does understand suffering, and that in going through suffering, we are indeed becoming more like Him. I think that's a good reminder for anyone who is struggling. So yes, Edina, thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Can I add only one more thought? Oh,
yes, for sure.
I just would like to share a scripture because I believe that scripture is a pre-recorded voice of Heavenly Father. And one day I was just praying and I had a prompting to open my Book of Mormon, even though I just didn't do that for a while. I didn't read from that. And I just opened Helaman chapter 5 and verse 40. And it asks, "What shall we do that this cloud of darkness may be removed from overshadowing us?" And the next verse says, "Cry unto the voice even until ye shall have faith in Christ." And verse 43 says, "And it came to pass that when they cast their eyes about and saw that the cloud of darkness was dispersed from overshadowing them, behold, they saw that they were encircled about, yea, every soul by a pillar of fire." And I just really love that, because this verse just, or this passage just talk about darkness. And there is a promise that it may be removed if we cry, we have faith in Christ.
That's an excellent reminder. And thank you for sharing that scripture. That is a good scripture. Well, thank you again, Edina. It was wonderful to talk to you today.
You're welcome. And it was a pleasure for me to do that, or to be a part of that interview.
That concludes this interview on early homecoming. If you would like to go deeper into the experiences of early returned missionaries, please consider buying my book, Early Homecoming. You can find it in paperbook, ebook, or audiobook formats on Amazon. If you would like to contact me, please come find me on Instagram at author_Kristen Reber or on Facebook at facebook.com/Kristen Reber. That's KristenReber.